SBS کردی روجنینی ششه ایوار و روجن یک شمه دوی دونیو رو یان گهلیدانا بره یا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
The Yazidi community is one of the new refugee communities in Wagga Wagga. This particular community would like to keep its cultural traditions, especially when it comes to burying loved ones. Wagga Wagga City Council has recently approved on allocating a burial site for the Yazidi community. To tell us more about this project, we will be speaking to Belinda Crane, CEO of the Wagga Wagga Multicultural Council. Belinda Crane, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, May.
Belinda, as we mentioned above, the site has been approved. What was Wagga Wagga City Council's reaction when you approached them about the burial site?
Can I say it was extremely positive? Okay, so when the community first came to Wagga, their major concern was actually having a place that they could be buried together. So I then approached the council and talked to them about the issue. The council then asked me about what the requirements would be. After discussing with the community about what their needs were, they allocated some land. And so we all went out to the actual site to ensure that the land that was allocated was actually appropriate for the community and their needs. After that consultation at the site, the community were very, very pleased about where the land had been situated, being that there was also room for a prayer room to be built at a later stage. The community and I spoke about what that actually looked like and what that would mean for them. So following that, we went back to the Wagga City Council and said that this was an appropriate site.
Okay.
And then just recently, the signage went up to actually state this would be the section for the Yazidi community.
Now, how important is it for the Yazidi community to have this burial site, in your opinion?
Can I say extremely important? This was the first issue that they raised as a community, and it was essential for them to actually know that they would have a place that they could be buried together. So once this was actually then finalised, the community I know have now gone out to the actual site and have taken photos of themselves standing behind the actual signage that's been put there. So for me, the community are extremely pleased that they know that they now have somewhere that they can be buried together.
How many plots will the burial site have?
At this date, there's 120 plots that have been allocated. But the site that is actually being allocated for the Yazidi community backs onto a reserve. So if the plots need to increase, then the ability is to actually do that on the current site.
How does the Yazidi community feel now that the burial site has been approved?
Can I say I believe that they're relieved. Okay, as we've spoken about with the community, obviously we hope not to, you know, need that, you know, in the near future. But them knowing that it is there, you know, that's given them some peace of mind. They've also said to me there's another three settlements of Yazidis across Australia now. I believe, or I know that we're the first in Australia to actually have a Yazidi section. So they've sort of said that if anyone did pass in the community from any of the other settlement areas, that they would most likely come to Wagga to be buried.
Prior speaking to you, I spoke to two gentlemen from the Yazidi community in Wagga Wagga. Now, they were emphasising and wanting a prayer room on the site. What's the go about that?
Okay, so I've explained to the community that that would need to be built by themselves at their cost. So we've been talking about maybe doing some fundraising and looking at what that would actually look like for them. There is land that can be used. So that certainly is on the agenda, but that will be about the community working towards that goal.
Now, how has this news or this project about the Yazidi site have been received by Wagga Wagga community in general?
There's been no issues whatsoever. The cemetery where the burial plot has been sectioned for has all other denominations that actually have their own areas there as well. So it's not something new.
Belinda, let's move to a slightly different subject now. I believe the Multicultural Council is involved in another project, a project about community gardens. Would you tell us more about this project, please?
Absolutely. Quite recently, we actually leased 13 acres of land in North Wagga. So for the last couple of weekends, I've invited community members to come out and have a look at the land.
these gardens are for the community as a whole or for the Yazidi community?
For the community as a whole. Okay, so the communities that we work with are the Burmese community, Yazidi, African nations, and people from Afghanistan. But we've also opened that up to other multicultural communities. The project will be inclusive of anyone that would like to come out and actually, maybe take a plot or a section to work the land.
This a section or plot is going to be allocated to each community, or is it up to them how they work with that bit of land?
Okay, so it's very much so. We've had a few, we've actually gone out to the area. So I've asked the communities to talk amongst themselves to how they wanted this to work. So the project has really been put into their hands, talk about what they want. So far, the communities have decided that each of the community groups will take a section per community with a common section as well, which will all be worked on together.
And it's up to them what they plant.
Absolutely. So they've been talking about what they're planting at the moment. So this weekend on Saturday, two of the community groups, the Burmese and the Yazidi community, have actually made their decision and their sections have been allocated. So they're actually coming out to plant this weekend.
Belinda Crane, CEO of Multicultural Council in Wagga Wagga, thank you for joining us on SBS Radio and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, mate. Have a lovely day.
Lagal SBS Radio, Bashir Kurtin.